And first of all, your name's Clayton Black.
Yes, that's
and,
correct.
And how would you describe yourself? Is there a term I should use to describe your role with partnership?
I'm the E-team coordinator.
E is in everybody team? So like electronic?
E-team, right.
E-team coordinator, yep. Okay. And first of all, you know, when it comes to a survey like this, you know, people are always getting asked to do surveys or queries or such things. Why is this particular one important?
Sure. Well, it's the first comprehensive survey that Illinois has seen of how the internet is actually being used within the household. Sure, people get surveys all the time. Do you use the internet for this or that? But this is very comprehensive. It asks how it's being used and for what applications it's being used for. And as a result of this, we're going to create planning documents within 10 regions around the state, seeing where it's used most efficiently, identifying holes and gaps in broadband usage. So, you know, you may be able to see, we're looking at just one county where maybe there's one situation here on this side of the county, but another situation on this side of the county. But it's very comprehensive in terms of how citizens in Illinois are using the internet.
Do you have an idea? I mean, how many people would you like to see respond so you get a pretty good picture of the state situation?
Well, we sent it out, I believe, to 80,000. We're contracting with a group who purchased and sent the list out to, or the survey out to a list of 80,000 folks. And I'm trying to do the math in my head, but they said somewhere between a 6 to 8% response rate from that list would be helpful. But so they're doing that. They're also making it available on the website for the everyday person to go on the online and access it. So, 6 to 8% of 80,000 is...
6,400, I think.
6,400, right.
Yeah, that sounds right. And how would the information ultimately be used? I mean, you get a big database or you get a big document. If we printed it all out, so what? So how would
sure.
it be used?
Well, the Partnership for Connected Illinois is instructed to create a broadband high-speed internet plan for every county in the entire state. The data will be used, I guess, to, try to think of a good way to put it, I guess, for newspaper purposes.
Well, you're trying to find out if there's gaps, and you're trying to plug the gaps, essentially.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, at the Partnership for Connected Illinois, too, we work to promote broadband adoption through high application and high broadband usage. So I guess where it's not being used, we're going to turn around and we're going to identify those counties, those regions, as places where PCI needs to focus resources, time, and attention to go into those regions with programs and projects and adoption initiatives to help people use it a little better. So since we're instructed with working at the state as a whole, we have to prioritize a little bit, and this survey will help us identify where the greatest needs in the state exist.
Sounds too like that you might also – I mean, obviously you're going to get into issues of hardware at some point. So you'd also be making infrastructure recommendations, I would suspect.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Infrastructure slash access issues, as well as adoption and usage issues. So where there's not access, we want to help create that access. And where there is access, we want to make sure it's being used to its fullest potential.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. It's broadbandillinois.org. That's where the survey is, right?
Yes, broadbandillinois.org. And we're in the process of moving it to our front page of our website. But for now, broadbandillinois.org, and it's on the research tab on the website.
Roxanna Ryan with the Partnership for a Connected Illinois. Obviously, this is a big information collection effort. First of all, what are you wanting to learn from people to take the survey?
We are actually wanting to learn how people are using the internet throughout all areas of Illinois. We want to know information about all different sectors, including public safety, education, public health. We are collecting broadband data to learn more about these sectors.
Is there a real need for broadband? I mean, are people in a lot of areas still maybe doing dial-up access?
Yes, definitely. There is a definite need for broadband to promote, you know, economic development, to promote basically everything that we need to go forward in Illinois.
Is it a situation where you feel that rural communities and people who live even outside the rural communities, maybe on farms and such and out in what we really would call the country, are handicapped by the inability to get extremely high-speed internet and other types of access?
Yes, there's a certain need, specifically a huge need in agriculture, and hopefully the survey will, you know, determine what, you know, these farmers and ag producers need and what they're using right now. And you know, the data that we're collecting will go to a broadband plan. It will help form a broadband plan for the state, and that will help determine, you know, what these farmers and ag producers need.
So when this, how long a time do people have to take the survey, roughly? I mean, do you have a deadline?
We are hoping that the survey will be wrapping up around March 16th, but there is a possibility that it could be extended, you know, an extra week or so. But we're hoping it will be wrapped up about March 16th.
Now, is this a public group, or are you, say, chartered by the state, or is it a nonprofit, or what actually is the partnership?
Sure. Let me actually get some language up here for you. It's a little bit complicated. We are a nonprofit entity working on behalf of the state, and one of our major goals and things that we have been appointed by the state to do is broadband. This is data like from our carriers and by individual users and all of our community anchor institutions. So yes, we are a nonprofit working in Springfield, Illinois.
So you won't have any trouble getting the governor's attention. I mean, seriously, when you do something like this, you want to make sure that the data will be used.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, we work closely with the governor's office, and he is aware of the survey, I believe.
And just in a nutshell, what are some of the is the survey going to ask specific questions? I haven't looked at the actual form myself, or online form, I guess it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me pull up the form. Yes, it's a very comprehensive survey that answers all. It asks all sorts of questions about internet usage. There's different surveys that went out for households. We sent the survey to, you know, I don't know the exact figure, but, you know, a wide, wide plethora of households, community anchor institutions like hospitals, community colleges, businesses. And then there is a separate survey for businesses.
And is there anything maybe you'd like to add?
I might try to get Clayton Black. He's who actually knows much, much more about the survey. I feel like I'm just blundering here about the survey. He knows very detailed information.
Well, I'm not really looking for detail. I mean, we're just going to do this, you know, just a very brief story on it. But I think it's certainly important enough to make people. I don't know if you're aware of McComber but
yes, I was just there visiting with Karen Ponson.
Right.
That was my first day about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and she gave me your number, and since the Institute for Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs is involved too, it kind of makes it everybody. And I think this certainly would be of interest in our area. I mean, you can imagine that. This is probably the very kind of area that you're looking for responses from.
Yeah, and I'm from a rural area as well, and you know, I certainly recognize the need for high-speed internet broadband in those areas as a tool for economic development.
Well, and also education. You know, there are a number of I've known a number of districts around here looking at doing one-on-one tablet type technology in the schools, and obviously they're going to need that kind of technology for education as well. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's even for the distance learning classes. I mean, I went to a school where I graduated from a rural school as well with 25 people in my graduating class, and I was fortunate enough to be accepted to University of Illinois after I graduated. And although I had studied very hard and I felt privileged to have attended my high school, I was very behind just going in my freshman year because I didn't have the opportunity to take so many of those advanced courses that my peers from larger cities had been privileged to. I mean, I was going in and I was already behind, and that's just because I was born in a rural area and I went to school there. So I think a lot of that should you know, hopefully this data and getting broadband to these schools can help leverage a lot of that inequity.
And since the effort is kind of, for lack of a better word, chartered through DCEO, then you'll have a platform within the administration too to help try to push some of these recommendations? Or will the study lead to recommend? I mean, will partnership make recommendations,
yes,
or is that part of the DCO's duty?
No. This is us. We will provide recommendations and broadband plans in all of these different sectors. I'm pulling up my press release right now so I can get the whole list of different sectors. But
yeah. And I kind of scanned it myself, but I got it like 2 minutes ago. So
yeah. Just do read through it closely and go to our website and look. But I mean, the sectors that we're going to be focusing on, we have like agriculture, public health, education, research, economy, job creation, healthcare. You know, it just goes on and on, all the applicable areas.